on God, that he calls us his children. Thank you for all of you for being here with us this afternoon. Kind of late now. I don't know if I'll even be able to preach more. But we want to continue our message from last Sunday, The Life God Blesses, Part 2. Amen. Are you one of those lives that God blesses? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We read out of the book of Psalms last Sunday, Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the congregation of the ungodly. You already are blessed. Then we read out of the book of Revelation, the first chapter, verses 1-3, is it blessed is the man who reads this prophecy and the one who hears it. You are a life that God blesses. Praise God.
Yeah.
We were privileged to have give you a list of supernatural blessings that God blesses people. This morning our Bible study was quite interesting because we were discussing about love, relationship. This afternoon we want to briefly talk a little bit more about the life that God blesses, because we're learning in the Bible where God said that the life that he blesses is like a tree that is planted by the river of waters. The thing about a tree that is planted by the river is that constantly it is getting the nutrients, because where it's standing is nourishing, the soil is nourishing. It can get the water. So you always see the branches, the leaves, fresh. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I came from the country. I've actually seen the tree standing by the water, and all the branches are dry. Have you seen that before? Oh, yes. At the time, I didn't know nothing. I didn't know what it meant, but today I can preach a message out of this. You know why they are? Because they are tree in the house of God where they should be blessed, but they are dry.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
They are my son. We are in the house of God where we ought to be blessed. Where are we supposed to be going home growing in the power of God? But our leaves, our hearts, our branches is dry. That's a message from another day. But they say that that life is like a tree that is planted by the water that brings forth his fruits in season, and that the leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever that tree does, prosper. You are a blessed life.
Amen.
That is one way you can test yourself and see, are you blessed or not blessed? You see, because one of the life that God blesses is that life that does not withhold any goodness from someone. Especially so when it's within your power to give to that person. I remember Brother Jeremiah, when I was growing up in Liberia, we used to go look for work. They say, go come. You'll be going and coming till you show he comes out. Go come. And some of us, we actually hand to him to help people. And they come out with him. I say, Ruffle. Hey, sorry, I wish. Anyway, God will provide. But the day that God made you that channel to bless, that blessing is supposed to happen through you and you sit on it. That life. God does not bless. Praise God.
Amen.
I wish we had time, but we want you to know that our God When he created us, oh, this God is a relationship God, a loving God. Says, consider when you have a child and that child bring you to a point where you repent that you had them. Yeah, but that's where we brought God. According to the book, this book here, God said he repented that he ever made man. And yet still here he is, he came and died for us to bring us back unto him. So,
hallelujah.
I'm talking about love relationship. The kind of love that you commit yourself to, no matter what your partner does, you are always able to come back to. That's the love I'm talking about with God and man. He asked Israel a question, a kind of a rhetorical question. He said, will I bring you to the birth canal and not birth you?
Amen.
Oh, sometimes his love confuses you. You would not understand it. It's kind of like you went to the doctor to give birth, and the doctor said, yes, okay, no problem. And you're there on the table, the doctor sees the baby, grab the baby, and come to the birth canal, and he stops. Well, God to Israel, you and I, we will never, ever divorce. Because I found you in the wilderness.
Hallelujah.
And I planted you and I nurtured you. Will I let you go just like that? No? You see, if you are a life that you want God to bless, then you must be a life that does not deal in deceitfulness. We read in Proverbs chapter number 4, verse number 24, it says, put away forward mouth, deceitful mouth, a dishonest heart and mouth. That mouth that mislead people, that God does not bless. Unwittingly, many of us, we engage ourselves into those kind of things. And when we do it, it's just too late, but we can't do nothing about it. God sits in the heaven according to his word, and he looks down, he's looking for a heart that is looking toward him that he may bless.
Amen.
We don't know why, actually. We are not like a snowball blessing or a blessed snowball, if that is the correct way to say it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I want to declare to you this morning that God is in love with you and he wants to bless you. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why he brought you here. You didn't come here by yourself. You thought you did. But he actually made you to come. Amen. If you believe that, I'd like you to bow your head with me. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. And so, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, just as we are. We come, Father, thanking you. Thank you for your grace and for your mercies upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you count us worthy to be able to come before your presence. Speak to us, O God. Let your will be done according to your purpose for us. Father, we rebuke any thought that resurrects itself in our hearts, in our minds. We condemn it by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. May your will, I pray, O Lord, in the lives of your children, may your will be done as you purpose for them. Grant them the understanding, the wisdom, and knowledge. Help us, O Lord, speak to us that we may worship and not sin against you. This is our prayer, and we ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. The life God blesses, part two. If you will, I'd like you now to turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Again, let's start from where we started. Proverbs chapter number 4. In Proverbs 4, verse number 23, we read about the heart. It says, keep your heart with all diligence. I'm paraphrasing out of the King James. You see, keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The issues of life comes from the heart. Oh boy. The issues of life. Who can count the issues of life? You cannot. Amen? But the Bible says that we should guide it diligently. We should keep it. Amen? Because if you do not, guess what? It's going to come out of the heart, I mean, out of the mouth. Remember this morning Bible study? It's going to come out, and when it comes out, it's gone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When it comes out, it is gone. It is either going to do damage, or it's going to do some repair for you. So you have to guide. Now you can understand when David prayed, say, oh Lord, put a leg on my leg. Put a padlock there, lock it so that I won't open my mouth so suddenly. Unfortunately, because that's what some of us do. We talk before we think. It's kind of like a hunter in the bush that's got the gun, you see the leaf shake, you don't know what then, boom, you fire without thinking, without looking. That's the truth. That kind of hunter would want to say he's scared. He's scared. Praise the Lord. But this morning, God is concerned about the way we speak to each other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The way we conduct ourselves as Christians. Or what he has given me out of his word that I've looked down here, I may not be able to go through all of it. But the Bible said here, out of the book of Genesis 6, 5 to 7, it says, and I'll read. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And that every imagination, where is the imagination coming from? That imagination that builds up when you conceive the mouth is going to shoot it out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God saw that the imagination or the wickedness of man and the imagination of the thoughts of that man's heart was only evil continually. You see that? I'm reading Genesis 6, 5, and 7. I like you to read, and I like you to sit and really clearly think. What kind of a God is it? What kind of relationship is it, Brother Wilson?
What's that?
It always has been. You know, my people have a parable that say, when you love someone and they don't love you, hurt that other. Seriously. That's the case here. God created man, and the wickedness of man and the imagination of our thoughts was just continually being wicked. And then he said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Don't worry, we're talking about a hand that God blesses. The thing that is confusing me right now here, Mr. Concerto, is this. Why is he blessing us? Even our thoughts is nothing but wickedness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What's going on? I mean, what's wrong with that picture? Now you can understand when Jeremiah the prophet said, the what? How is your imagination the thoughts of your heart? When he says that the heart of man is what? Desperately wicked. It is not that they are. It says above all things. This one says the issues of life come from there, and the wickedness of the heart is above all things. And still, God blesses you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. The life that God blesses must strive to be a peaceful life. You have to try that. You have to work at it. To live at peace with others. Better go read for me Hebrews 12, 14. Deacon. Hebrews 12, 14.
Pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
Hello. You should do what? Pursue what? Peace. We're funding your tower. Okay, we have many people.
All people.
Well, all the other people, the Gola people, the Bani, the Lama, the Kisi.
Everybody. They even breathe you up.
So how come we can't do Bani? We are Christians, Brother Jeremiah, and God, our Father, is saying we should live peaceably with everybody. But every day we are fighting between each other's throat. We didn't buy the person he had to, but we still criticize about it. Somebody say, I want this suit so I can look young. Can you buy it for me? Praise God.
Yeah.
There are no the psychology behind this suit. Yeah, you see, I know that I'm old and ugly, that I got young, and I got to really impress her before she goes. I got to impress her. I don't want her to go, so I got to do something to look good.
It's working.
When you are stuck, come, I will give you the formula. Hallelujah. You see, God's relationship with man is never going to be because man found God. It's never going to be based on that. Never. It is because God found man. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Pursue peace with all men. Without it, you will not see his face. I didn't put it there, I'm sure, in your Bible. So, if you pursue to live peaceably with people, you are one of the heart God blesses. You have to. If you woke up this morning and you did not forget to praise God's name and say thank you to him, you are one of the heart he blesses. Because the Bible says we should praise him in everything. Thank him for the works of his hands. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Getting up in the morning and not forgetting to praise God, which is the fruit of your lips. Oh, man, when you give thanks to his name, man, you are way up in the first place to be blessed. Thank you, Lord. You know, last week when we listed those seven things that God hates because it is an abomination, there were the first thing that was listed out of the book of Proverbs was a proud look. Wow. I don't got dressed. I'm walking that when I step the ground, you know. Huh? I got that.
Oh,
you got inside? I will not be able to hear you. Praise the Lord. You keep on teasing me, I will change that car to yellow. From green to yellow. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You see, a proud look. Somebody who just think they are it. You know, they come to me a story that I will never forget. Never, ever. That taught me really, really who is a proud person. Hmm? In short, this man had a very expensive cologne, but because somebody else had it, he can't use it again. What? No, you and I can't wear the same cologne. Who are you? And you got serious problem. Very serious problem. Can't sit with the same person on the same bench. I remember at the United Pentecostal Church back home in Liberia at FE Junction, where I started. We had this guy, man, they got. When they say God created and gave you man, because the better boy was smart. They boy can almost quote the book of our Romans. He was very good. But you know what? The problem I have with him? You're not speaking in 20 years and then can't sit on side by side. Excuse me? Look, I'm telling you a serious thing. I really believe I was going to go to hell because I was not speaking in tongues. You're not a Pentecostal, you don't speak in tongues, man, you're going to hell. That's where I was. I came to the United States 30-some years ago before I found out, and the man that I told was Bishop Stanley, I will never forget his name, Stanley Short, Massachusetts. You know what I mean, Lord, and he said, say that again. And then I told him, call his wife. Those two people laugh at me in the office like I was some kind of crazy man. Where you got that kind of thing from? And this man started to show me scripture because I started reading the scripture. That forced me. I compared myself to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation 3 times. God's love for you is based on nothing you can do. Speaking in tongues is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It is not a requirement that if you do not speak in tongues, let me look at the camera, that you will go to hell. It's a lie. I don't care who speaks it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God's love for you is not predicated on anything you have done. Help us, Lord.
Amen.
A proud look. You have it, you don't have it, now you're better than me. And at the same time, God's word is saying, prefer the person before you. That goes wrong. The next supernatural blessing that is listed on that list, or rather not blessing, or thing that God hates because it's an abomination to him, is a lying tongue.
Amen.
Oh, I hear you now.
Amen.
Yeah. Man, we say sometimes we are lying before we know we are lying. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't feel bad. I'm not judging you anymore. You know what the book of Jeremiah said? There is no righteous man who has not sinned. Not one. But God has given us the space to repent. Let's take and make use of that space. If you are in life that God blesses, man, you need to be careful. That's something you do not want the enemy to cheat you out of. You don't want that. A lying tongue. A lying tongue. You really sit down and you devise a lie against someone. That heart, you know whether that heart will be blessed or not. Because if God says it's an abomination for him, and he said he hates it, then you know what you're supposed to be doing. Lying tongue. Did you put your hand in the cookie jar? No. Like, no. Yeah, man, I think I broke one. You think? You know, it reminds me of this little boy, my mom, when I used to be a skinship in Monrovia, and I call and tell my people I want to go to the village. My mom usually had the habit of going to do freshwater fish hunting. And she would ride it a whole week before I get there. And then she would, you know, fish. I used to love the fuel in this with the little grain. Oh, man, you had a good life. So on this time, this particular day, the old man pulled her dry fish outside while she went to go look for fuel leaf. When she came back, the fish, more than half of it was gone. And she called all the guys, all the kids in the yard, and she started asking. Everybody said, nobody, they don't know about it, they don't know who they are. So the old man said, okay, there was this master old man, the next day, they said, okay, I'll go with you. Everybody know the old man. The old man let me say, well, not easy. So the old man said, this one, my son can't hear no food. The person who ate the fish, I go to the old man. He said, I'm going there. You will not sleep. That person will not sleep tonight. So the old man went under the kitchen. In about 10 minutes, they were walking. They should call him son. He came. He said, Miata, he better, sister. Everyone all call my mom sister. He said, sister, Yata, see ya. He said, when boy agreed, that means takes the head, but not me. He said, but I'm not eating the tail, I'm not eating the body, I'm not tasting it. Okay. So the thing made my man laugh so hard that she forgot about the fish. You see, confession, they say, is good medicine. Check confessing. God is not here to punish any of us. God is not here to see you go to hell. In the book of Ezekiel 11:33, he said, tell them, I say, I am not interested in the death of the wicked. So if he does not want the wicked to go to hell, why would he want you to go to hell? You are a heart that God blesses. He loves you. He loves you. If you fear the Lord, and you hate evil, then you are a light that God blesses. Praise the Lord. If you love people, hallelujah. If you love people and your hand is not a dry monkey, Then you are in life that God blesses. People who hang like this all the time, and they don't let you. The only time I think I should when you get them. Thank you, Jesus. The fear of God is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance. Hallelujah. And the evil way of people. The full world mode, he said, who I hate. God hate that. Deceitful that. Hateful that. He hated. There's no language they replace it with. He put the word hate. So this afternoon before we close, I like very much for us to go to Matthew chapter number 15. Matthew 15. I have a lot of scriptures here, but for many along now. Matthew 15. Matthew 15. I want to share a little quick story with you. You know about it. Matthew 15, this is Jesus and his disciples. The guys were hungry and they got bread. Suddenly they decided to eat and they eat and they forgot, according to their tradition, they did not wash their hands. Right? And so they're eating.
So
the Pharisees, the people who knew the law well, they came to Jesus and they said, why are you disciples offending the tradition of the elders and the eating and didn't wash their hands? He's going to the Father. I want you and I to read, so you follow me and see this conversation. And I will tell you how this is fitting in the life that God blesses. So I'm reading from verse number 3 of chapter number 15 of Matthew, and they read, but he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Okay? You are saying my disciples are eating, they didn't wash their hands, they're eating. So by that, they transgress against the commandment or the tradition of the elders. My question to you is, why? Why are you yourself transgressing the commandment of God? Why are you doing it? You're transgressing the commandment of God by teaching man's tradition instead. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then he said in verse 4, he said, because of, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, talking to the Pharisees, but you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightiest or might be profited by me. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
What are we seeing here? Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. God's commandment being translated or being pushed aside and something different being taught in the name of God. You cannot, and I will repeat, according to the Bible, you cannot possibly say that you are a heart that will be blessed if you replace God's word with your teaching, your doctrine. I have a problem with that. And even so did Jesus, because verse 7 on tells us, say, you hypocrite. Well, did Isaiah, that's Elisha, did Isaiah prophesy of you saying, these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Praise God.
Amen.
How I pray this afternoon that we do not have praiser here who shout, sing, dance, cry, but the heart is far from God. I pray that that is not the case. Because what we are doing here, folks, this is not the good thing to do. You know, this is a nice thing to do, so let's do it. This is real. This is for your spiritual person. Amen?
Amen.
Your soulish self. Because one day each of us are going to drop dead. My wife, he let me hear me talk. I said, yeah, I'm going to go. We're going to die. Amen? You will die. You will die. Amen?
Amen?
So this is about us. When you die, where are you going? There is no middle ground. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You have to go somewhere. You will never die. Let me explain that, because we still have a church that I grew up before, never die a church. You will never die. Here's why people die. God created you, and he breathed into your nostril his eternal life. So you will live forever, either in hell or in heaven. But you will not die. When you drop this body, this clay, this dust, we stay here. The spirit that came from him will go to him. But your soul is you. You will continue to live. Where do you choose to live? In heaven? Or in a little small hot planet country? Praise God.
Amen.
Let us not be hypocrites. A hypocrite is not a heart that God blesses. Hypocrite is listed underneath deceitfulness. Deceitfulness is listed underneath forward mouth. Don't be that. Amen?
Amen.
Based on my Bible, what I have read, God is looking for a heart that is looking to him so that he might bless. Will you look for him? Pray with me. Blessed Father, we thank you, O Lord. We thank you for the blood that you shed that we might live. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us, for covering and protecting us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and every head that is bowed before you. Thank you, Lord, for salvation, for deliverance. Thank you, Father, for our homes, the job that you've given us, our children. Thank you, Papa. Father, as we are about to disperse from here, O Lord, into thy hands, I commit every soul, Father, that you will cover them, that you will protect them, that you will bless their going, O Lord, that you will shine your countenance upon their lives. May your peace and your joy dwell in their homes. O Lord, may your Holy Spirit rule their lives in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every fallen spirit arises up, O Lord, we condemn in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we come against every altar that is built. We destroy it with the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. May your joy remain in our lives, that we may continually worship and glorify you. This we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.